Good evening. You're listening to English Ways Radio. My name is Darcy Fluek, and this is the evening news. More on the Harvey Weinstein case, as the New York police have decided to open investigation into an alleged sexual assault by the Hollywood tycoon dating back to 2004. As days pass, testimonies concerning harassment, sexual assault, and rape continue to accumulate, as actresses and models from around the world, including Emma Dukun, Judith Godrèche, and Léa Seydoux from France, accused the powerful producer. The United States has announced their withdrawal from UNESCO, the UN's Education, Science, and Culture branch, which aims to promote peace in the world. The country has charged the institution with being anti-Israeli and will retain a simple observer status. The director of the agency has released his deep regrets over the decision. Not exactly a party mood in Spain, as the country celebrates its national holiday today in the midst of a political crisis between Madrid and Barcelona. Thousands of people have demonstrated in favor of unity in the Catalan capital. The Prime Minister has asked the chief of the Catalan executive to make a decision by Monday. A search is underway at the Paris headquarters of the beIN Sport chain in the framework of an investigation opened in Switzerland on suspicion of corruption over granting rights to broadcast football World Cups. The affair concerns Jérôme Valcq, former Secretary General of FIFA, and Nasser Al-Khelaifi, Director of beIN Media and the President of the Paris Saint-Germain. Representatives from trade unions parade at the Élysée. The President of the République will receive them one by one over the space of today and tomorrow to discuss reforms. After the labor code, vocational training, unemployment insurance, and apprenticeship are also hot topics. They are three projects supposed to guarantee the safety of employees in order to counterbalance the liberalization of the labor code. These individual interviews mark the beginning of a long process leading into early 2018. Picasso's last home changes hands. The Mas de Mougins near Nice has been sold at auction to a rich Sri Lankan businessman for more than 20 million euros. The former owner, a Dutchman, could no longer maintain the property. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Darcy Fluek for English Waves.